Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Damn it, now I got to figure out who I'm rooting for in this Chargers
game. I wish he hadn't
asked
that.
As if it matters.
I wish he hadn't asked that.
As if whoever I want to win is going to... Like, you don't think I've been wanting the Texans to win all season long? That doesn't matter for anything. All right, it's a Football Friday here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Happy Friday to you, John Lopez.
Happy Friday.
Oh, happy Friday there, Figgy. Fig, can I... Thank you. Happy Friday, Fig.
Happy Friday. Now, go ahead, Lopez.
Little quick shout out. A little bit of a surprise yesterday. Got an invite to a sneak peek at the Houston Zoo Lights, dude, highly recommend. They did a fantastic
job. Sure about
job.
That?
Yes.
Highly recommend. Jealous of you right now.
It is so cool. I even set aside my no Christmas until after Thanksgiving rule to go.
Look at that.
Yeah, okay. It was awesome. But of course, my granddaughters were there.
So there you go. Those are the stars of the show there.
All right, now you got to go to the Nutcracker, the Houston Nutcracker, whatever that is.
Yeah.
Nutcracker Market is what they are. Yeah. I basically, after you guys informed me about that, I started asking a lot of people what they knew and what they didn't. And I'm going to be honest. Started finding some particular lines of demographics under which this divided on, and that's where
not
I will leave
it.
Not the people in my direct bubble, not very familiar with the Nutcracker Market. I will say though,
you got to go, man.
There were people that were interested in going, so I might need to see about going and doing a little bit of a reconnaissance on that thing. But before we get there, we got to get through a Football Friday show. Jump in on it. 713-572-4610 is the number to text. And then we always have to appreciate the Mo Karam and Drew Lawyers for the live streams, both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and then also on the Twitch chat, 610 Houston. John Lopez, is this a pivotal game?
Man, that's a great question. Is this a pivotal game? I think, and I'm not talking about winning or losing. Obviously, if you lose, it's pivotal. If you win, it's a great step.
Well, if you lose, is that? Yeah, I guess that is the pivot because you're just like to, Seth just said. You're basically killing the margins that are already very slim. You need to win
last
the ones that are very obvious. You're at five and a half point favorites right now on the road. Right, this is one of those ones where our friends in the desert go. Yeah, Texans should probably win this one.
Yeah,
if you don't. I mean, I don't know what you can expect of this team for the rest of the seasons besides not making the playoffs.
But again, I'm confident. Obviously, if you lose, last week is erased and it's pivotal. But I think we all agree that they're going to win. I'm talking about pivotal in other ways. And let's start with the offensive line. Is it pivotal for the offensive line? You know, the way that they finished that game and then came in and then they come in and just knocked. You know, the bleep out of the Tennessee Titans. Would that be pivotal for the season?
If they replicate that, that'd be absolutely pivotal because
and if they don't, same thing.
We have not seen them have that kind of success.
Right.
Like I said, literally their success rate running the football we had not seen since week one of 2024 when you played the Colts.
Right.
Like that was an uncommon offensive line performance. And so if they were to replicate that, that would go so far as to say that they are finding some level of answers offensive line wise. I would love to say that's the case. I'm gonna be honest, The way I'm looking at it, I'm like, that is a high water mark that I don't think that they continue to hit. So at what level below that are they? And the Titans will tell us that to some degree because, yes, the Titans are bad. However, as we were talking about, they're getting some reinforcements back on the defensive line. It's the one thing I can look at with this Tennessee Titans team and say, huh,
right.
There's some interest. There's some intrigue there. That is a side of the or a portion of their football team that has some level of good to it.
Right.
When you talk about Jeffrey Simmons, when you talk about Tavondre Sweat, when you talk about Arden Key, there are actually some challenges there. So if they do come out and they look solid, oh, okay. Now you're cooking with something. If not, that raises some questions for me, especially because that seems to be necessary for what Nick Caley and D'Amico Ryans have said that they want this team to be, which is a team that runs the football that's tough, physical.
Right.
If they can't do that, then we go, okay, what we saw last week might have been a little bit of a
fluke. We're back on the roller coaster.
It might have been the Jags. It might have just be whatever the roller coaster
exists.
We're
back on the roller coaster. I think it's pivotal for the offensive line because even if the Texans win, which we expect them to do, all right, but it's sort of 2.6 yards per carry, you know, and gave up a sack and 8 pressures or whatever it is, I'm not going to feel any better. I'm going to almost erase the performance they had in the fourth quarter, right?
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I mean, for
almost,
yeah, because I mean, like,
because they'll be back to like, all right, they won, but
right,
you know,
I
feel like they had a point, man. We can't really, it's hard for me to style point wins at this point, man.
But
I think
the line,
they got to get over 500, man.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. At this point, even if it's a close game, even if they win by a field goal,
mm-hmm,
I think you just got to rack up these wins and try to get over 500 so you can still be in the hunt.
No, without question. I'm with Figgy 100%. And I know you agree, but what will we be talking about if it's another sort of sloppy offensive line win?
Right. Hey, thank God that you're at 500, You just need to get wins as you're laying out there, Fig. The thing is, 4 days later, you have the Buffalo Bills, and I don't know how encouraged I would be going into that one.
I mean, this conversation been going on all season, though.
Correct.
Where we think the offensive line, like, okay, they played the okay game. Mm-hmm. And then the next week is not so okay.
But what if on the heels of the last week's win against the Jaguars, they steamroll these cats with a good defensive line, the strength of the team? Then
a better defensive line.
Well, yeah, but it is the strength of their team. All of a sudden, you'll be saying they're on to something. It'll be pivotal.
Or at least it'll be like, it feels like they're on to
it
something.
It feels like they're on to
where
something.
Where I don't think there's been very many of those instances to this point in the season.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Here's one more for you.
All right.
How pivotal is it for Nick Caley? He was in his bag. You heard Clint Sterner just gushing about
effusive
him.
Effusive is the word that I would
effusive.
Use.
Effusive. And then all of a sudden we see the same, what are they doing in the red zone? You know, what was that call? Why is this, you know, why is, all due respect, you know, Christian Kirk getting, you know, more snaps than Jalen Noel? I mean, how pivotal is it for Nick Caley?
Yeah, I mean, and along the same lines as what I think we ultimately landed on with the offensive line, this could be the thing where we start seeing them establish a little bit of a track record. Like, just are we seeing that something is sticking, that you're latching on to something? Because with Nick Caley, it's been somewhat fair to acknowledge this is his first time and there's been a lot of ups and downs that maybe you could attribute somewhat to growing pains. Some of this, I think, it's fair to say he might have been behind the curve on any of this when you hired him straight up, right? Yeah. That's neither here nor there right in this moment. The idea is he is here. What has the development been? Could this show you or give you some level of indication that he is finding a level of groove, not just himself, but with the committee of minds offensively that this team has? Are they finding a level of groove? Are they finding something that could be sustainable? I think that the pivot here is more the scary part than the idea that, okay, they're finding something, because, again, I don't know how much you will lean into that with the Tennessee Titans and how decrepit their defense has been, but it looks real bad if you fall off the wagon, so to say, of the progress that seemingly you might have made versus the Jaguars versus this team. So it could be pivotal, and I think the pivot would be the worst thing possible.
And then there's another couple here for you. What about special teams? We Frank Ross has been given so much grace because they've been so good for so long. We mentioned it with the boys just a minute ago. They've been sliding, and then they were just bad. You know, what if there's another crack? What if they respond? You know, that's why the word pivotal goes either way. You know? What if they respond and get Jalen Noel returning kicks and making some big plays and are tight, you know, in terms of coverage and all that stuff?
Yeah, I guess it feels like, as we've kind of talked about, there's enough of a track record in unfortunately,
but
the negative
every
direction.
Every season's different.
That's what I'm saying. And unfortunately, this season, there's been enough of a track record in the negative direction where I don't know if just handling it in one game is sufficient. The question marks exist there, special teams-wise, and I don't know that a good performance here wipes that away.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I would love to see a good special teams performance happen, if for no other reason than I think it would indicate that they acknowledge it, and Frank Ross said enough is enough, and this stops now, right? That would feel good. Unfortunately, this is, and I see you 832 on the text line. Texans really got us a football purgatory. This is going to be one of those ones where I'm just going to exist there and be like, all right, what special teams performance are you getting? Are you still getting Tommy Townsend out kicking coverage? Are you getting guys outside of their lanes allowing big plays? Are you doing musical chairs return wise as well? Are those things that are going to stabilize? I don't know that just this week will give me solace there, but I would like to see the move in the right direction.
All right, now here's an interesting one for me. What about Nick Caserio? Let's say it goes, again, both sides. Let's say there's holes in the offensive line. There, you know, some of these players that and moves that he's made or not looking good. But let's say the Trent Brown comes around, tied, you know, some of these players that obviously Ursary's been trending up. Woody Marks as a draft pick. Is this a pivotal game for Nick Caserio?
I actually don't think this is pivotal at all. I think all the things that we've seen, both positive and negative for Nick Caserio, exist here, right? You got to give him his credit for the number of draft picks that they got that look like they are very much useful and instrumental to what you're doing. Woody Marks getting a lion's share of snaps and being capable of handling that, being a fourth round draft pick, that is phenomenal. Ariante Ursary looking like one of the best rookie tackles that it was taken, and you got him in the second round at 48. That looks phenomenal, right? Higgins being able to add his impact, Noel being as dynamic as he is, those are important, right? You see the ways in which some of these, and even Trent Brown being able to come in and give you what he gave you on top of what we feel like was the mentorship that he brought,
right?
Understanding some aspects of this system. Those are all positives. The negative still exists, right? The fact that you have the capability of doing all this musical chair stuff is because you did not have the talent that was so clear and so far and away better than the remainder of your replacement level players that you go, these are the five and we know what it is because they give us the best chance.
Right, because if the offensive line reverts, if Nick Caley reverts, it's still a bad look for Nick Caserio. But if everything starts to kind of click,
I think that those things remain where they are. I don't know that this game changes much of that. I think you have. I do appreciate the willingness to stop and make sure we give Caserio credit on the things that did go well, especially in the midst of us feeling some real anxiety and angst about some of the ways that he handled building this roster going into the season.
But
I think that this game does not factor in much to that. I don't think this is where the pivot is.
And then finally this one, and I get that it's quote-unquote outside noise, but could it be pivotal for the Davis Mills discussion? He throws for 300.
For the discussion, sure.
Yeah.
For the reality of it, exactly. I don't think so.
Exactly.
And that's,
but that outside noise going to get bigger.
Sure, sure. But let them tell it in that building. That outside yeah. noise don't hit them. They don't pay it no mind.
Are you guys good?
You know what I mean? So
yeah. Yeah.
I think that there is, this is kind of the potential rope-a-dope of sorts. Mm-hmm. And because you look at it and you go, backup quarterback in Davis Mills, but playing against the Tennessee Titans, one of the worst yeah. teams in all of football, right? I think that is there's some places where you could bat it away. But, yeah, I understand that he has the possibility of having a good game, especially because if you can hold up on the offensive line, mm-hmm. that secondary is boo-boo, right? I don't know if I can find a nice way to say it. It's a football Friday. I'm done holding my tongue. Mm-hmm. That secondary is boo-boo over there.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
he should be able to go and attack them. They run a decent amount of zone. In fact, they run a lot of zone, mm-hmm. that Titans team. If he can be diligent and dice them up, Yeah. This it'll be one of those things where it could be pivotal to the conversation, quote unquote.
Yeah.
But I think we all understand game, and most importantly, them in that building, they're not going to have that. Now it gets ugly though if the Bills go out and make a showing of a returning CJ Stroud.
Exactly.
That's where it gets ugly. But we all know what game it is.
Exactly.
There you go. In the loop right here on Sports Radio 610, just getting going on a football Friday. Rock with us, 713-572-4610. Quick detour here. As the Rockets get their second NBA Cup game tonight, I just kind of want to hit a little bit of something, nothing, or everything Rockets edition. Are these various different topics in the Rockets domain? Something, nothing, or everything. Play along as we do that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.